I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, July 27th. A new court order filed earlier this month puts a pin in Amazon's data center proposal in Wilmington. As WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley reports, this order will require the city to redo key steps of the project's permitting process.
After Amazon's $4 billion data center proposal became public, a group of Wilmington residents sued earlier this year. The lawsuit alleges the city didn't do enough to notify residents before it rezoned the parcel and made changes on codes for generator noise and data centers as a permitted land use. Ohio law requires steps like public hearing notifications and mailed notices to neighbors near properties at the center of zoning changes. Wilmington resident Jessica Sharp is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
What it really means is the judge was convinced that there was serious defect in the public notice required under Ohio law, and that he had concerns about the way that our due process rights had played out thus far.
The court order says the city cannot decide on Amazon's site plan until it approves the ordinances again. The city council scheduled a public hearing on the three affected ordinances for August 20th. The city of Wilmington declined to comment, since the case is pending in federal court. Amazon Data Services, which is also a defendant in the case, didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
State officials hope a new effort will help stem the increase of so-called romance scams. The Ohio Attorney General's Office has launched a hotline to report suspected romance or imposter scams. That's when criminals establish a relationship with someone, often through social media, to gain their trust and ask them for money. People can report such crimes by calling 855-961-SCAM. The AG says older people are more vulnerable to these scammers, who are sophisticated and emotionally manipulative. Romance scams are often not reported because people are embarrassed. The state says that people should report these crimes to give authorities the information they need to investigate them. Again, those crimes can be reported to 855-961-SCAM. More information on romance scams is on the Ohio Attorney General's website. Springfield's microtransit system hit a major milestone in its first year, providing more than 100,000 rides. WYSO's Catherine Mobley reports the city is calling field trips a success.
The city of Springfield partners with Via Transportation to provide on-demand rides anywhere within the city's limits. The company manages all fleet operation, maintenance, and scheduling costs. Service runs from Monday through Friday, 6:40 a.m. to 6:40 p.m. A standard one-way ticket is $2. For wheelchair assistance, it's $4. City Commissioner Andy Rigsby has used the service and calls it a valuable resource for residents. Now he wants the hours expanded to include evenings and weekends.
People don't stop moving around after 6 o'clock. Somebody has to go to work. They might be working evenings. They might be working nights. And they need to get home at either end of their shift. And we're missing an opportunity to provide service in those areas.
Next month, the Clark County Transportation Coordinating Committee will meet to discuss community needs and how to potentially expand field trip services. The Ohio Department of Transportation is giving Springfield $1 million to cover these additional expenses. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
And residents in Springfield have a chance to help plan their city's future. The Springfield 2051 Project will hold several town halls over the next few months, seeking input from people on specific goals of the Springfield 2051 plan. The next town hall is Thursday, July 30th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the State Theater on Fountain Street. The topics are strong neighborhoods and community well-being and Southside revitalization. The town hall is open to anyone who lives or works in or near Springfield. Other town halls will be held in August and September. Information on those can be found at springfield2051.com. Second Street Market will celebrate local food and community with a festival on August 8th from 9 a.m. to 3. Nourishing Montgomery County coincides with National Farmers Market Week, offering workshops, resources, kids' activities, and more for free. Presentations covering nourishment, composting, fall gardens, local and affordable cuisine, and foraging will be held throughout the event. All ages are invited and no registration is required. Activities will be held both indoors and outdoors. An award ceremony will also be held for Montgomery County's 2026 Food Champion. A hot day today, a high near 90, heat indices getting close to 100 degrees later today with increasing clouds. Showers and thunderstorms will be more likely later this afternoon into this evening and overnight, and some of the storms could be on the strong to severe side. We'll have to stay weather aware during that time period. Things will quiet down starting on Tuesday. And that's WISO Today for Monday, July 27th. I'm Mike Fraser.